The annual Pens to Lens screenwriting competition gives area students from kindergarten through 12th grade the opportunity to write a movie screenplay. Winners will have their script made into a movie by local filmmakers and shown on the big screen at the Virginia Theater in August. There's also a student film festival, which gives K through 12 students the chance to make their own film, and one winner gets their creation shown on the Virginia's movie screen as well. I spoke with two members of the CU Film Society board, A.J. Christensen and WIOL-TV's Tim Myers, about this year's Pens to Lens competition, and Christensen describes how Pens to Lens has evolved over the past 4 years.
Even in the first year, we thought we had this funny little idea that maybe a dozen kids might participate in. We had 100 submissions, and we needed to get like a big theater venue. We had 9 films. It was really surprising how much of the community like came together for this thing that they'd never heard of and didn't really have any reason to believe would work. And it went really well. The second year, we knew that the art theater that we had started in was going to be too small, so we moved to the Virginia Theater. I personally was worried that we weren't going to be able to fill the seats at the Virginia because it's many times larger than the art theater, and we did fill the seats. This past third year was just even bigger and even better, so we're looking for even more growth this fourth year.
Any differences from last year to this year as far as for the students turning in their screenwriting submissions? What other differences are there?
Yeah, so the main difference this year is the Student Film Festival has been open to more than just high schoolers. Last year, it was just a high school filmmaking competition, and now any student K through 12 is allowed to submit. We're looking for submissions that could be made on an iPhone. They could be stop motion Lego movies. They can be professional sort of live action films as well. And otherwise, the screenwriting competition is sort of the same deal. We're still, local filmmakers are still making those into movies.
And Tim, you mentioned to me when we were setting up this interview that you're actually working on a documentary about Pens to Lens. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So, working for a public media station, we try to find those local productions, those local stories that resonate with our community. And one thing that prompted this idea for doing a documentary on Pens to Lens, yeah, it's been for the past few months here that we've been hosting the Champaign Movie Makers Group, meeting here once a month. And, as a filmmaker myself, as a producer here, we have a wealth of really fantastic programming on that supports independent filmmakers, independent lens, POV, all kinds of stuff. And we've got a really amazing film community right here in Champaign-Urbana, in central Illinois. And Pens to Lens just seems like such a great fit for us to sort of tell that story and help share, all these great things going on in our community, from local filmmaking to students writing scripts to local designers taking, those script ideas and turning them into posters. So the idea of, public media, I think, is really kind of resonates with Pens to Lens and this community effort of artists doing really great things and really bolstering the creativity in the art scene here in Champaign-Urbana.
And how do you envision that documentary kind of taking shape? Are you going to follow one or two films through the process of screenwriting to being made, to being shown at the Virginia? How do you envision that happening?
Yeah, that's a great question. We're kind of developing that right now. Basically, we want to tell the story kind of through the eyes of, or through the words of, everybody involved. So parents, students, filmmakers, designers, community leaders that have, been champions of Pens to Lens and sharing the word. But basically through, interviews with all of these people involved. But seeing, I don't know if I'll follow a specific film or two. We'll be capturing with the documentary just that whole process, basically from, where we're at now with the screenwriting competition just starting, all the way through the gala. And so we actually covered the gala last year. And so we'll basically be getting the competition and the filmmaking, and then we have footage from last year's gala that we'll be kind of putting it all together, because the goal is for this documentary to air before this year's gala.
Yeah, do you guys have the dates kind of set up for this year's gala and everything? What are those?
Yeah, so we've already got a date at the Virginia Theater. It's August 13th. It'll be a red carpet gala. We'll have movie posters that were designed for some of the scripts that were written. We'll have the films that the local filmmakers have created. We'll be screening the winners of the Student Film Festival. You know, kids are encouraged to dress up. There are people running around taking photographs, getting autographs. It's a really great atmosphere, and we're looking forward to it.
Yeah, and AJ, if I remember right, last year you kind of had it split up into two screenings, one during the day for the younger kids and their screenwriting submissions, and then the evening one for kids who are a little bit older, maybe a little more mature themes in the movies. Similar setup this year?
Yeah, generally what we'll do is we'll separate them by sort of thematic, you know, a lot of the younger kids will write scripts that are more approachable for younger kids and vice versa. The actual split tends to sort of depend on what gets made, but that will all come later. We'll make that announcement as well.
Can you guys give me an idea how many films got made last year? And assuming you get a similar number of submissions this year, any idea on how many films would get made here in 2016?
How many films for 2016? We're really not sure. We're hoping for about what we had last year, I think. It seemed like a good number. That's always the challenge, is we hope for a lot of submissions, you know, more and more every year. We hope for a lot of filmmakers to get involved, but it is kind of finding that balance of, you know, having a good program that, you know, parents and kids are gonna come and enjoy, that's not going to feel too short and it's not going to feel too long. And so so last year we had about, was it 21 total? I think including the high school film competition submission or winner. And that felt like a really good number. You know, we went from having 9 films the first year to 24 the second, and then 20, 21 last year. And so that feels like a pretty good number. But yeah, it's kind of something that's evolving with each year. You know, as we think about what can we do to improve the program, making sure that the gala, you know, is fun for everybody. And like I said, it's not too short, not too long. So, yeah, I don't know if you have any other thoughts on that, AJ.
Yeah, one thing I would just throw out there is that you know, a lot of people see visibly the growth of the number of scripts that are being submitted, and they see the growth of the way that the gala is presented, but they don't really see the way that the movie making community is changing. And every year we get more and more people added to our community, and we get more and more people interested in making films. And so it's actually become now a process of kind of pushing back and not saying let everyone make a film, but like let's build some really strong teams that can work on just individual films as a group.
That was WIOL-TV's Tim Myers. He and AJ Christensen are two members of the CU Film Society Board, which hosts the annual Pens to Lens Film Festival and Screenwriting Competition. You can find full details at penstolens.com.